Seeing a moose in New Hampshire, that's not supposed to be news. Unless, of course, the moose is, say, in a more developed area, like the south end of Concord, and the person seeing it is a public radio host. That's right, on Saturday morning, my family and I played host to a moose who visited our yard twice, even sat down for a rest at one point. Thankfully, this giant creature avoided our vegetable garden. Officials from New Hampshire Fish and Game worked with police to eventually get this moose and another that was in the area back into the woods. One of those officials is Mark Ellingwood, Fish and Game's Wildlife Division Chief, and he joins me now to explain what happened. Mark, welcome.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
How often do you get these kind of calls that there's a moose in a residential area in Concord or somewhere like that?
Yeah, it's relatively uncommon when you consider that we have upwards of 4,500 moose in the state. I'd say once or twice every year or so. Now, keep in mind that the vast majority of the state isn't quite as developed, and so moose walking through don't draw the attention or the need for a response that that one might here in either Concord, Manchester, or Nashua.
So how would a moose then get all the way from that less developed area into my backyard like it did this weekend?
Yeah, well, keep in mind the margin between your backyard and those appropriately wildlands is actually pretty close in New Hampshire, which is, of course, one of the wonders of living in this beautiful state. This time of year, behaviorally, when cows give birth to calves, they push their previous progeny away, and so you have females certainly being disrupted in terms of normal behavior and often moving into the margins of communities like Concord. In addition, young males, by their very nature, disperse at this time of year, upwards of 10 to 20 miles, typically, sometimes farther. One thing I've observed over the years is that a lot of moose seem to bump into the river, the Merrimack River, and then travel along it, and as a consequence end up in Concord or Manchester and Nashua as a result.
Now, as word of the moose got around our neighborhood, I started seeing people I knew running and biking around the area with cameras, trying to get pictures that they could then post and share with their friends. How close is too close when you have a moose in your area?
You know, I'd say keep a safe distance, upwards of 50 yards, perhaps even farther. You know, our difficulty in dealing with these animals is largely a function of the behavior of people rather than the animal itself. The animal has found its way into the community, and if left to its own devices, can casually extract itself from that same circumstance. But what happens is we end up with large crowds of people who agitate the animal and or influence its behavior and its ability to extract itself from that circumstance. So to some extent, it's largely people management.
And when it gets to that point, that's where you and your colleagues have to step in. How exactly do you get a moose back out into the woods?
Yeah, well, let me give an example from this morning. We were called to the scene, joined efforts with state police, Concord police, as well as one of our conservation officers, and we established a plan. We decided what represented the safest exit strategy for the moose. We identified local lands that could comfortably accommodate the presence of a moose and allow it to disperse back into a wilder landscape. And then we just very gently, in a line, cajoled, encouraged, and moved the moose from a distance to keep it walking calmly. And then we just gently nudged it until we found ourselves in some cornfields and woodlands that constitute a good location for the moose to be in.
And that can take some time.
And I have to say the whole thing went very smoothly, exactly because people took their time, didn't panic the animal, more or less prompted it, and allowed it to make reasonable decisions on its own behalf. And that's the best way to deal with it. On occasion, we find ourselves in a circumstance where we have to tranquilize the animal in order to extract it. That's our option of last resort, to be honest with you, in those urban circumstances.
Well, Mark Ellingwood, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, Brady, it's my pleasure. Anytime.